MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 23, 2025. A dead seal was found at a Rockport beach, and Swampscott couples are being honored for their generosity. Afternoon showers possible, high near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:55 p.m. Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times, a young seal pup missing a flipper was found Sunday on Rockport's Long Beach and may have been fatally injured by a buoy line or a shark. Long Beach resident Robert Hazelton, a photographer, said the pup was found at daybreak on Sunday. He's quoted as saying, "I was out for a walk when I noticed the seal. It was in the middle of Long Beach. Other passersby also noticed it." Ipswich resident David Eden, a volunteer with the Seacoast Science Center Marine Mammal Rescue Team, arrived on the scene at about 10 a.m. After Eden arrived, he took possession of the deceased seal and removed it from the beach. He is quoted as saying it was a baby pup about 5 months old, missing his back left flipper. The seal's flipper may have gotten caught up by a buoy line or possibly been bitten off. The Salem News is reporting two Swampscott couples were honored last week for their gifts to the Jeffrey and Susan Brudnick Center for Living, operated by Chelsea Jewish Life Care. The couples, Alan and Phyllis Blotten and Mark and Beth Andler, both donated $25,000 to the center, which is on Linfield Street and provides short-term rehab, long-term care, adult day health, and hospice VNA services. The donations kicked off the organization's Next Generation Capital campaign and were celebrated through ribbon cuttings at the property on Friday. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon provided an update on the paving of State Street, Garden Street, and Otis Place.
You know, they're going to have to tear up and mill that street first. And so when they do that, you're going to still be able to drive on it. So you're going to have to just keep an eye out. We're going to keep, pushing that information out to residents about State Street. And then once they get to finally paving it, they're going to do it at night, right? So they want to be able to pave it when there's not a lot of people around. And then it's going to give it a chance to cool and dry, right? And then it's got to sit for a little bit before we can paint it. So that's going to come probably in November. Like I said, my goal this whole time was to finish this before Halloween. Downtown Trick or Treat was so fun and successful last year by closing State Street, so I wanted to be able to do that again. So that's what we're thinking, and by getting here next week, I think we're going to be able to do that. So that's it for State Street. I think I hit everything. Oh, and I just say, this is going to be an incredibly tough time for residents and businesses on State Street. Again, it's way overdue, but there's just no easy way to shut down that street. And make it still, you know, one that you could travel on, right? So I want to give a shout out. I want to first thank everyone for their patience as we do this. And like I said, we like to do this work as quickly as possible, but we want to do it as well as possible. And that's probably the most important thing, is to do a good job. And then again, it's going to be a little bit of a difficult time. So try to visit those State Street businesses during this tough time. All that parking is going to be taken away. You're not going to have a good access to Pleasant Street. So, you know, again, we're going to have to park on Green Street and then access our businesses on Pleasant Street as well that way. So, again, it's going to be, if you have any questions, please reach out to my office. But it's going to be really great to get this really major road done that is desperate of need of a new paving. So that's State Street.
The mayor also reminded residents that a voluntary water ban is still in effect.
I also wanted to remind everybody that we still have a voluntary water ban going on. Okay, and what does that mean, right? So we're asking residents, if you're a resident who typically waters your lawn, we want you to water it in either in the early morning, like 7 to 9, or at night, 7 to 9, right? So that's really easy to remember, 7 to 9, either or. We are sticking to this all over the city and all city parks. You know, again, we have a three-reservoir system, water system here in Newburyport. Our biggest one is Indian Hill, and then the water trickles down naturally to the upper Artichoke and lower Artichoke. And right now, our water level capacity in those reservoirs is 81%, right? So once you get into August, if you dip below 90, we go into a voluntary water ban. Now, a mandatory water ban doesn't click in until 75%. So right now, we're at 81. We haven't got a ton of rain, so I'm imagining that's going to continue to go down. But hopefully we get some rain here in the next couple weeks, and we don't have to get to that mandatory. This has been difficult. I've had, you know, this is like car wash season for fundraisers for the schools. They've reached out to my office a couple times. And, again, I've had to say no to them because I think we need to set the example. Again, it's voluntary, but, you know, if it's for a city thing right now, we've got to set the example to the community. And we'll get to those, you know, we'll get to a point where we can get back to those car washes. But right now we're going to put them on pause until we can get some more rain here and get that capacity out of our reservoirs a little bit higher up.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And according to a story by Dave Rogers in the Newburyport Daily News, Anna Jakes Hospital needs a quick influx of cash from the state or risks defaulting on a loan, according to Senate Majority Leader Bruce Tarr. The revelation came Thursday, just a day after Massachusetts lawmakers asked Governor Mara Healey to sign a $234 million funding package that one senator says is needed immediately to address severe financial problems at certain unnamed hospitals. Should Anna Jakes Hospital default on its bond covenant, its creditors could sue the hospital to obtain a judgment for the amount of the debt or may take possession of any collateral, according to Massachusetts general law. Red Sox start the last week of the regular season tonight against the first-place Blue Jays in Toronto. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.